Ramsey TV.
If you thought I'd forgotten, ladies and gentlemen, about the 7,000-year plan of God series of videos I was going to do, you would be absolutely correct. Yes, my apologies. I did forget about that. The Iowa conference crept in there, and then I got off on other topics. Always topics just banging around in my head. I got to sort them out. And then somebody reminded me in the comments, hey, Zender, what about the 7,000-year plan? Oh, that. So here we go. The 7,000-year plan of God. To refresh yourself, you can go back to MZTV. I can't remember which one it was. I'll put it down here. Called New Information About God's 7,000-Year Plan. And it is new. It's new to me. I did not know there were so many 6-1 ratio things in the scripture. Of course, the 7,000-year plan, there were 6 days of creation followed by God stopping. Then Paul says in the book of Hebrews, there remains a Sabbath rest for the children of God, a Sabbath rest. We know that to be the millennium, but Martin, that's 1,000 years. But Peter says in 2 Peter 3:8, that 1,000 years is as a day to God, and a day as 1,000 years. So we get a big clue. That's like a Rosetta Stone clue that there are prophetic years. I mean, we're to take the Bible literally when possible. And creation did come into being in 6 literal days. And the 7th day, God stopped. But there's also a clue that since there's a 1,000-year period of rest, or I should say stopping, Sabbath means stop, not rest. Since there's a 1,000-year period of stopping for Israel, what if the preceding 6,000 years are representative of the 6-1 ratio? 6 days of creation, 1 day of stopping, 6,000 years of humanity on the earth struggling, straining, and failing, followed by 1,000 years of a kingdom for the people of God, that is Israel, highlighting God's success and Christ's success. This is fantastic. And as I said in the last video on this topic, many people through history have taught it, which if you are looking forward to the return of Christ, it'd be kind of tough seeing this teaching and teaching on it in the year 400 or in the year 500, in the year 600, in the year 700. They had lots of alcohol back then in order to assuage the sensibilities of people who are knocked senseless by the realization that he's not coming anytime soon. But we are living in an amazing time period. We are so blessed to be looking at the end of this 6,000 years by many calculations. That I should say by many different groups calculating. I say within 1 year, we're in the year 5993. Could be 5992, could be 5994, but I'm going to be doing a couple videos on the birth of Christ, on the death of Christ. Many people think, and I've looked at this exhaustively, and it's so complicated, I can't follow it. So I looked at several different, I'm not good at math, I'm terrible at dates, and these all these feasts, and these coinciding events, and the planets, and the stars, that's not my thing. But I've looked into people who have looked into that. And the conclusion is that Christ was crucified in 31. Ought 31. And there's also a 2,000-year plan. I should say a 3,000-year plan, a 3-day plan. There are many times in Scripture speaks of 2 days and then 1 day. So I should say it this way. There's a 6-1 ratio for the whole of the years from Adam. 6,000 years from Adam, then comes the day of the Lord, 1,000 years of peace on the earth. There's also a 2-1 ratio of 2,000 years since Christ. And then the 1,000-year kingdom. So there are 4,000 years from Adam to Christ and 2,000 years from Christ until the return of Christ, which would make the return of Christ, if that is correct, 2031. But you have to subtract 7 years from that. I have to do it with my fingers. I can't do it in my head. My head's too filled with other things. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24. There's no doubt Christ will return in the fall. So that would put the beginning of the tribulation, the fall of 24. We're coming up on, are we in the fall yet? We are, okay. We're in the fall of 23. If we are snatched away, I mean, there was a time when I thought that the 2,000 years could have expired in 27 at the beginning of Jesus Christ's public ministry. And I wasn't the only one who thought that. I thought it was a possibility. And I don't believe we did not enter the tribulation in 26, 5, 4, 3, 22, 21, in 2020, although it seemed like it with the thing. Seemed like it. I don't think so. I mean, it would be great if we did, in a way. And the latest we can be snatched away would be the middle of the last 7 years. But there's a gentleman named Chris Johnston and myself. We believe we will see 3 months of the tribulation. We don't believe it, but we don't base it on any scriptural fact per se. We base it on many scriptural clues. I'm going to tell you more about that next week. We could go 3 months into the tribulation, not 3 years. Or we could be lifted out of here before the tribulation. I'm really more strong toward that. So if the 2,000 years had started at the public ministry of Christ, and almost everybody agrees that was 27, then Christ would have returned in 2027, meaning the tribulation would have had to have started in the fall of 2020. And it just doesn't seem like that has happened yet. It could have. I mean, I don't think the tribulation is necessarily going to start with a bang. We might not even know it's starting, but there, I believe the event that marks the beginning of it is the signing of the peace treaty. Some sort of peace treaty. More than likely, one that will protect Israel from the other nations, from her enemies, and to give her peace and space, really, to rebuild her temple. And as I've told you many times, the temple does not have to be some ornate Solomonic edifice. It can be a tool shed. It can be a tent. After all, Israel traveled through the wilderness in a tent. So 31 now looks like the outside date to me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. 31, I've seen the evidence for Christ dying in 33. It's an outside thing. I don't see it. I think 31, because I think 27 is solid. I wasn't sure whether our Lord's public ministry was 3 or 3.5 years. It makes sense now that it was 3.5 years. Chris Johnston, I don't know if you know him, he gave a testimony at the Richmond, Virginia conference. I think it was Richmond. He has an amazing thought about the 7 years that will have transpired from the time of the sign of September 23rd, 2017 to that date in 2024. That will be 7 years. Very interesting, very significant. So we're in the ballpark. We are in the ballpark. You are not imagining this. Okay, I just want to assure you of that. It is really a political event. We know the technological events that will be ushering in the mark of the beast itself being a religious political entity. It's all in the make, and it's all coming down fast, as the Beatles would sing in Helter Skelter. So with that, I will continue on with the 6-1 plan of God. I found this, I am embarrassed to say, at BibleBaptistPublications.org. I'm sorry to say that, but I have said this before, that the Baptists, or the Christians as a whole, do get some things right. They did find the constellation of September 23rd, 2017. They help to make people aware of it and promote it. They do get some things right. They're great at archaeological expeditions, but they misapply everything. That's the thing. They can't put anything in correct order. They don't know who's who as far as the body of Christ and the bride of the lambkin. They have no idea about that. So they swing and a miss, but they do some valuable heavy lifting for us to put the pieces together. They have done some heavy lifting. One of the strongest examples in the Bible of God's 6-1 division principle is found in Genesis chapters 29 and 30 with the birth of the children of Leah. This is really interesting. I'd never heard of this as relating to the 6-1 division principle. Leah being the first wife of Jacob and the sister of Rachel, who was Jacob's favorite, but Leah had 7 children. She bore 7 children for her husband. And Genesis, and these were the sons of Israel. These were the tribes. These became the tribes of Israel. You'll recognize the names. Listen to this. In Genesis 29, 32 through 35, she gives birth to 4 sons. Then in Genesis 30, verses 17 through 20, she gives birth to 2 more sons, making 6 sons in all. Finally, in perfect correspondence to God's 6-1 principle, she gives birth to a daughter. I'm going to give you these names in a moment here, but God isn't finished yet. Notice the meaning of the names of these children. In order of their birth, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, this was a busy lady, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, those were the 6. And then she had bore a final child for Jacob, Dinah. But look what these Baptist people put together. Everybody's name in Scripture has a meaning. Reuben's name means behold a son. Simeon's name means hearing. Levi, joined. Judah, his name means praise. Issachar, reward. Zebulun, dwelling. And Dinah, her name means justice. Behold a son. We hear God's name. We hear the evangel. Simeon, hearing. Yes, hear. Phase 2. Behold a son. Hear a message. Then joined. Number 3, third son, Levi, joined. Become joined to Christ. Number 4, Judah, praise. God is celebrated for his works. Issachar, reward. Those who follow Christ are rewarded in the Israel system with long lives, lots of children, good crops, good livestock. 6, dwelling. There's the 6 days of humanity. And then finally, justice. The 7th day, the millennium, justice comes. The only female in the bunch, Dinah. 6 sons, 1 daughter, the 6-1 principle. Israel will have a dwelling place, and she will reign, and there will be justice on the earth. I thought that was pretty interesting. The Sabbath provision of manna. We all know this, but listen. After leaving Egypt and crossing the Red Sea, the Israelites began receiving daily provisions of manna, a miraculous bread from God. They were commanded to go out in the morning and gather enough manna for that day's eating, but they were not permitted to gather manna on the 7th day. Therefore, God supplied them with a double portion on the 6th day. Here's the quote. This is from Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 through 5. Then the Lord said unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Fantastic. Wow, that's, how can you gripe after you see something like that? And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. What does this manna picture? It pictures Christ. He's the bread of life. Also pictures the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That was Luke 4:4. Now I'm reading from the website here. Thinking of the six-day manna provision as a type of God's word, notice how perfectly it matches the 6,000 years of human history. For the first 2,000 years, 4,000 BC to 2,000 BC, or 2,000 years FA, which is from Adam, there was no written scripture. And a very limited number of prophets. For the next 2,000 years, which would be FA 2000 to FA 4000, that is years from Adam, or 2000 BC to the time of Christ, scripture began to be recorded and preserved, and God's prophets increased, but there was still a very limited supply. That's four millennial days so far, 4,000 years. Then on the fifth millennial day, which is Christ to the year 1,000, or the year 4,000 from Adam to 5,000 years from Adam, the canon of Scripture is complete. But within 400 years of that, the Roman Catholic Church plunges the world into, here we go again, the Dark Ages. Okay, the partly cloudy ages, according to scholars, they weren't all dark. Partly cloudy ages for the next 1,000 years. So day five, that is 5,000 years, the 5,000th year from Adam, offers a very limited supply of manna as well. Then comes the sixth day, 1,000 AD to 2,000 AD, or 5,000 to 6,000 years FA from Adam. The first half of this day looked rather gloomy and no more promising than the other days. Then came the Reformation. I told you this is one of the great events that God instigated, inaugurated upon the earth through Martin Luther and others, that prepared the way for us, prepared the truth, brought back the truth of justification by faith, at least. I mean, that was the least. Luther never saw the salvation of all. The conciliation, no, forget about it. The Aeonian times, I don't think so. The consummation, nope, nothing like that. But it was a good thing. The printing press was invented. I talked about that too. Bibles began showing up everywhere. That's the word they used. I would never have used that word. It's too vague. Everywhere. Even the top drawers of hotels, thanks to the Gideons. Rome's heresies were seen for what they were, and people by the millions began leaving the harlot church and embracing the word of God. Yeah, that did happen. I mean, it's not completely happened, of course, and it won't happen during the 6,000 years, but there was a great move from Catholicism. It was kind of seen as a Halloween religion by a lot of people, and the Protestant religions were formed. Not much improvement there, but as I told you, it gives the Protestants an excuse to feel like they are the people and they have the answers, because after all, they're not the Catholic Church. See, only in comparison to the Catholic Church do they have any sort of legitimacy, but without that, they suck just as badly. Then in 1611, God gave the word the world the King James Bible. Oh boy, see, they think that's a big deal, but it's not. But there was a lot of movement in the 6,000 years. I talked about that. I talked about God putting people in the fast lane and getting the truth. I mean, truth was published big time. Published big time during this time period, during this last 1,000 years. And because of that, because of the Gideons putting Bibles in every hotel room, that's part of it. That's part of it. It's part of it. It's part of the word going out. It's also part of the word being rejected. You can't reject something that's not there. So there's this vast rejection. There's all this availability that was never available before in the history of the world. That started with the printing press. Now it's just like printing presses times a million. The internet, for God's sake. And as I showed you those charts, we can take this last 1,000 years and look at the last 100 years and see an exponential increase in the distribution of information, including scriptural information, including my 2,500 videos online. And other people just putting it out there. It's a great time for publishing the Word of God. That's why we're doing it day and night. And you're listening to it day and night. I'm writing about it and publishing books about it. And I want to keep doing it. This is an amazing era for the publication of truth. And it's all happening miraculously. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening in the sixth day, the most wicked day. It's happening in the 666, which is the end of it, the end of the 6 days. That's part of the whole 666 thing. That's the number of man. It's the end of it. It's everything humanity can do. So we're in the last 1,000 years of the 6,000 years. We're in the last 100 years of the 6,000 years. Hell, we're in the last 7 years of the 6,000 years. And the information's going out like crazy. And this is a God thing, but it's being rejected by like crazy too. See, those two things go hand in hand. So the Sabbath provision of manna, that's a beautiful thing right there. Gather on the 6 days, and on the sixth day, gather double that you're going to need. Gather double. So things really start happening. Here comes the food. Here comes the judge. Remember that from Laughing? I'm dating myself. That's all right. I told you my birthday the other day. Never done that before. No, the day and the year. I did. Yeah. I've never told you the year before, but who cares? Here comes the food. Double portion on the sixth day. And then the seventh day, they don't do anything because seventh is the stopping day. This corresponds to the weekly Sabbath, and it corresponds to the millennial Sabbath rest preceded, or Sabbath stopping, not rest, preceded by 6,000 days where man works and accomplishes really nothing. Nothing? I beg to differ, because you and I and other members of the body of Christ out there who have yet to hear, but God's going to put them in the fast lane. We're doing a lot. We're working under the radar. The world doesn't know who we are. But to God, to Christ, to the celestials, we're celebrated. Even now. Even now, the celestial world is learning of the grace of God through us, through the ecclesia. And they're preparing the way for a great presentation. And it is the presentation of the body of Christ at the throne of God, at the snatching away. And I'm going to have more information about that next week. But in the meantime, these are the times. We are living in the final years of Millennium 6. Enjoy it while you can.